Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. If I were to ask you what chefs Emeril Lagasse and Sean Brock have in common, you might mention several things, but one you might not know is that they both use kitchen knives made by our next guest, a Lowcountry bladesmith. Quentin Middleton is owner of Middleton Made Knives, and we have him on the phone from Charleston, South Carolina. Quentin, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Thank you for having me.
So tell us how all of this got started. How did you get into the knife business?
Well, it's a funny story. I was born in 1985, and after watching movies like in the early 90s, Conan, Star Wars, He-Man, like I was a big fantasy guy, or kid, I wanted to go on my own adventure, and I would break tubings off my swing set and flatten it with a hammer and chase my cousins and brothers around the yard thinking I'm Luke Skywalker. So I studied martial arts ever since I was 12. It continued through my adolescent years into adulthood. I went to Trident Tech to be an aircraft mechanic. And while I was in school, I worked at Northwoods Mall. There was a store called Outman Knife and Cigars. So I sold pocket knives, swords, bowie knives, cigars. That kind of helped my knife addiction in a sense. One fateful day, this guy came in. His name is Jason Knight. He's a famous knife maker in the knife world. He was one of the judges on this TV show called Forge and Fire. But before all of that, he was just a knife maker. And he came in and said, I make knives for a living. So to a 17-year-old kid, okay, can you teach me? And he was very nice. He allowed me to come to his shop. And basically, I was his apprentice for 6 years or so.
After 6 years, you were ready to break out onto your own with your own business?
Well, I thought so. Yeah. I wanted that. But as a man of integrity, I didn't want to step on his toes. I didn't want to make hunting knives and swords and bowie knives like how he does. And the Holy Spirit gave me a dream. And all I remember is a voice saying, make chef knives. So I dived headfirst into it. I made a long list of every top chef in Charleston. I'm calling everybody, trying to sell a knife. I'm doing research. And I was just fully immersed in making chef knives.
You eventually talked these chefs into buying your knives. And it kind of grew from there, I assume.
You made it sound so easy. So you made it sound so easy. So it's almost like when I was calling these chefs, it's almost like a telemarketer calling you and saying like, hey, would you buy knives? Hey, I've gotten hung up on, I'm not interested, or don't call again. So I've had that. But my favorite restaurant at the time in Charleston was called Cypress. The executive chef at that restaurant, his name is Craig Deal. He told me no at first, but also that same feeling, the Holy Spirit told me to call him back and ask him, hey, can you help me develop a knife or tell me what a chef would really want? So he allowed me to come to his restaurant and show my knives to his employees and to himself. And they were impressed. But in my head, I'm thinking I'm going to leave with $100 or $200. And I'm geeked, okay, buy something. And everybody picked it up, put it down, picked it up, put it down. No one really tried it or used it. So Craig was brave enough to tell me, these knives are cool, but it's not what a professional would need or want. These knives are too heavy, too clunky. He gave me input so I would make a knife for him, let him try and give me more tidbits of what to change. So he told his friends, their friends told their friends, and it just snowballed into this beautiful relationship and people starting to know about what I do.
And so now your business model is, based on your reputation now with these chefs, e-commerce with a website and the general public.
Yeah, so I've been doing the e-commerce side for a long time. My dream was to always do some manufacturing in my neighborhood and employ people from my community and breathe life back into the community. And also the second dream was to open up a storefront. My store is open now. People can come in and look at my knives, interact with me. And so that was one of the major dreams for me to have. So the next major goal is to open up a manufacturing company.
And so right now you are making them by hand yourself still?
Yes. I'm a maker through and through. So all the knives that has Middleton Made Knives is coming right through my workshop.
Well, Quentin, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
I really appreciate it, Mike.
Quentin Middleton is owner of Middleton Made Knives. He spoke to us by phone from his company in Charleston, South Carolina, and we will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can hear it again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.